Hi, my name's Dave. I'm a chosen, cherished child of God, recovering from methamphetamine addiction, gambling, and soon-to-be eating disorder. This is session, I think this is session five. We've done some dysfunctional family work. I want to relax. That's what I want to do. I want y'all to just breathe deep along with me and trust God. And if you're a rule kind of person, a rule follower, hypervigilant, OCD, this is a bad place to be because we are so messed up in here, dude. We'll never get it right. And I just want you to feel like it's okay. It's okay because God will work it out. God will work it out in His way, in His time. Now, what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to teach one of a very deep teaching, and everybody in here, every human being sitting in this room needs this teaching, some worse than others. And it is one of the most difficult things for a Christian to get in touch with, and it's called the head view, heart view of God. What I'm going to need you to do is make sure you turn your cell phones off, stop texting, stop chatting, and pay attention, because I went through hell to learn this. It changed my life. It literally changed my life. I was sitting in Vietnam talking to a methamphetamine addict, a heroin addict, and a control guy who couldn't speak English. And I wondered, how did I end up here? You know, there's part of being bold that I had, but I didn't have. You know, I was afraid to step out. Like, I would have never gone to Vietnam and started a ministry or, you know, some of the things that God's done in my life. I would have never done unless I got a view of what God thought of me. And by knowing that He had my back, and finally coming in touch with the love that He had for me and realizing it's real, it's not just a head thing, it's emboldened me to do a lot of crazy things for a plumber from Fort Worth. So I want to share some of that teaching with you tonight, and then I'm going to show a video that proves the teaching beyond a shadow of a doubt. We discussed a lot about dysfunctional family roles and how they affect us as we grow into adulthood. In this lesson, lets us discuss how dysfunctional families foster the fear of joy. It stifles excellence and produces a stunted head view and a heart view of who God is in our lives. It's important to understand the premise of head view, heart view of God, and why we feel the way we do. David Siemens, the author of Healing of Memories, discusses the different views of God. He says the determinative factor of our feltness of who God is and what He is really like. It is surprising the number of genuine Christians who are caught in an inner conflict between what they think about God and what they feel about God and how God feels towards them. Their head theology is excellent, but their gut level, what they call neology, what they feel when they pray, is terrible. This is the source of many emotional hang-ups in Christians. Years of experience have taught me that regardless of how much correct doctrine Christians may know, until they have a picture and a felt sense that God is truly good and gracious, there could be no lasting spiritual victory in their lives. Seaman goes on to say that many times he asked patients to draw a picture of their perceptions of God. Several drew a giant eyeball, communicating that God is watching everything they do and waiting to catch them at some failure or wrongdoing. Some drew God with an angry human face. A theology student brought in a picture of Scrooge sitting behind a desk with a ledger. In front of the desk was a frightened Bob Cratchit. The student pointed at Scrooge and said, "That's God." He pointed to Cratchit and he said, "That's me." By the way, the student made an A in his theology class. What is your God like? In dysfunctional families, a child's view of God can be confused with the personality of an emotionally needy parent. How many have an emotionally needy parent in their lives? Background? Yeah, a few of you are chicken to raise your hand. That's good. If the parent is a perfectionist and can never be pleased, the child may learn to think that God is unpleasable. If the parent is harsh, the child may begin to think that God is harsh. What is your God like? Is the legal God who sits behind his ledger all day writing and waiting for every mistake you make? Is he the gotcha God who follows you around and as soon as you make a mistake, he jumps out behind you and says, "Gotcha"? Is he the sitting bull God, sitting on the clouds in yoga position all day waiting for burnt offerings? Or perhaps your God is the philosopher God who is withdrawn, distant, cold, busy running galaxies. He's so busy, he has a sign on his doorway that says, "Do not disturb. Don't bother me with your troubles." Another possible misconception is the Pharaoh view of God. Make bricks without straw, you sinners. I know a lot of people feel this way, but very few people can actually admit that they feel this way. I would like for you today to analyze your belief system. And I would like for you to go deep and ask yourself these questions. Do I believe that I am fearfully and wonderfully made? Do I believe that God planned me before he made the earth? Do I believe God loves me unconditionally? Unconditionally. Agape love. We don't know what that is because we're not capable of doing it ourselves. So we assume that everything must be on the level we're on emotionally. God's like us at giving love. There is no action, good nor bad, no error on your part that could gain or lose God's love. Do I trust God in all situations with my life, my loves, my finances, and my health? Some of those questions may seem very difficult. You may be able to answer the questions quickly. Many of you do. I've seen it. And absolutely, you have no clue who you are in Christ. And it saddens me to see the incomplete life that people live because they cannot grasp who they are in the kingdom. You try to control things that only God should control. You're so codependent, you try to iron out mistakes that others make, clean up the negative results of someone's actions in your family, make sure your husband's doing the right thing, make sure your wife stops being so cranky, control, control, control. You don't have a clue who the boss really is, and that is God. Do you worry and stress over things that you have no control over? Amen to that one. Amen to that one. Do you do the dance to get the hug, performance-based identity? Got to do everything right. Oh, you broke a rule. I saw you break a rule. That's a rule breaker there, dude. You do the dance to get the hug. Scripture verses for this teaching are Exodus 34:6. Write it down. Nehemiah 9:17. Psalm 86:15. Exodus 34:6. Nehemiah 9:17. Psalms 86:15. Zephaniah 3:17. Romans 5:5. And Romans 8:15. The last thing I want to talk about is a physics term. It's called potential energy. As an example, this would be a rock sitting on the edge of a cliff. The rock is said to have potential energy. It simply means it cannot reach its ability to have energy unless it's acted on beside a force outside of itself. What would that force be for the rock? A foot. The rock now has energy. God's word literally will give you energy if you allow it to. It will help you reach your potential energy. Because if you are sitting, waiting for God to show you something, there's a time for that. But there's also a time to get off your mat and believe that God loves you and he has your best interests. I'm just going to close with this. This is a real moment that I've tried everything on this planet to fill the emptiness. I never could without him. And I hope you'll allow him to do in your life what your potential energy would embrace. Thank you all for letting me do the video tonight. I know it in the CR model. Thank you all.